Marvin Lee back at the radio station, keeping us sounding good today. And looks like we're ready for basketball. Talis will work right to left on your radio dial. Oscoda will work left to right. Ava Bush and Kingsley Backstrom will tip it off in the center circle.
All right, let's do it again this week, bud.
That's right. Let's hope for another long week. That's what we're hoping for. 8 minutes on the clock. Head referee Joe Cano ready to throw this one in the air. Backstrom versus Bush at the center circle. And we're ready to go. This district semifinal tip up and controlled by the Owls. Luella Wipke will dribble it out of bounds as she was losing it going the other way.
Yep, good defense there, stopping her momentum, or rather diverting her momentum, see out of bounds, not letting her get to the dish.
Oscoda looking like they're going to set up and trap immediately across half court. Anna Herbelsheimer will bring it up. No trap, just full court, man-to-man. Goes to the left side, Binder. Binder up top, back to Hermelsheimer on the left wing. Gets a screen from Katie Push, cut off by Luella Wipke. She'll work down towards the baseline, pass it inside, and it's picked off by the Owls. Here comes Ava Gooch. Gooch to the right wing, stop, kick out to Mishad, who will then bring it back up and reset it with Luella Wipke.
Yeah, both teams not allowing anyone to get inside, making sure that these shots are going to be from the arc or just long shots on the perimeter.
Both teams really solid defensively, so we don't expect there to necessarily be a ton of points. Even the last time this team played, it did get into the 50s. Inside to Backstrom. She dribbles to the free throw line, lost it, but recovered by the Owls up top. Right wing now Gooch. Crossover. Step inside. Euro step, but too strong on the layup. Couldn't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Goes up, and she is fouled on her way up. Bush will pick up the foul, and Gooch will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, good rebounding there and good movement just to make sure that making the defense move their feet, not letting them be complacent, causing that foul and two shots.
Let you know this game brought to you in part by Sobeck's Home Medical of Tawas City, the Tawas Bay Insurance Agency of East Tawas, Auto Tech of East Tawas, in the Bay Party Store in Liars Den, Bait and Tackle of East Tawas.
First free throw is made by Ava Gooch.
Second free throw up. That one good as well. So Oscoda opens the scoring at the free throw line, leading 2-0. Katie Push will bring it up here for the Tawas area Braves. And if Paul Vayner is listening or possibly here, one of the best golfers in the state of Michigan in high school golf is Katie Push.
Nice.
Yeah. And she dribbles it off her foot. It goes out of bounds, a turnover to the Owls.
Golf would be starting in spring, right? That's a spring sport?
Yeah.
She'll be doing that right after she's done here.
Left side is Luella Wipke for the Owls. Up top now to Ava Gooch. Gooch goes across to Michaud. Right side, Gooch again drives to the short corner. Nothing there. Bounce pass into Backstrom. Backstrom drives and
nice.
Got it with the foul.
Nice.
Through the contact.
Nice physicality there, driving her body to the net, getting fouled but keeping her momentum. Get that shot up, bounce it right in. Three-point opportunity here.
And not only did Binder pick up the foul, but, I mean, she's the one who got ran over in that one, too. So she had the harm, the insult, the injury.
Yep.
She had it all right there, did Brooke Binder. Free throw is up, and that rattles home. So the Owls start 3-for-3 at the line and lead 5-0, 6:26 to play in our first quarter.
And that's nice to see considering how bad the free throw shooting was the entire week last week.
Herbelsheimer cuts through the lane. Layup gets a soft roll, and that's good.
Nice job there by Herbelsheimer. She had to go through a gauntlet of three defenders to get there, and she laid down the layup.
Misha dribbles through the defense, stops, bounce pass inside to Smith. Emily Smith now to Backstrom. Backstrom drive, kick out Luella Wipke, thought about the corner three. She'll drive and kick it back out. Backstrom will drive, a little floater right in front of the lane, and that one will fall.
Absolutely perfection on that arch of that shot. Nowhere it was going but down in that net.
7-2 Oscoda. Backstrom with an early 5 points. Ava Bush has the basketball up top. Goes to Edwards on the right wing. Edwards cuts through the lane and had it swatted away out of bounds. And Talis will trigger from underneath.
If I didn't see who it went off of, but it must have went off of someone's foot or leg on Oscoda.
Edwards will inbound from underneath. Goes inside to Binder. Quickly throws it up. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Owls.
Yeah, she's not really patient there on that. She's kind of like just trying to volleyball set it up into the net, and about 2 feet too low, goes right out of bounds.
Michonne will bring it up for the Oscoda Owls. Goes right side, Emily Smith. Smith overlooking, looks for a cutter. Bounce pass to Luella Wipke. It's a little low, and we've got a jump ball that will go to the Taos area Braves.
Only the second turnover by Oscoda. Four right now for Taos. Just one rebound right now by Baxter.
Turnover's a big problem. If Taos can get shots up, they're one for two in shooting the basketball. And Herbolsheimer dribbles it off her foot. Has to go down and get it. And now we've got another jump ball. This one will go to the Owls.
So that's 7-2 jump ball turnover. I'm sorry.
Yep. Another turnover. 7-2. Oscoda leads. 5:10 remaining in our first quarter.
Russ discussing something.
They're going to go talk to one of the coaches, but nothing happening. We're all set to go. Oscoda will inbound from right by half court. Michonne will walk it across the timeline.
One thing to note, no pressing right now early on. We saw a lot of that last week, not really much right now.
Neither's team setting up a press. Pass inside to Smith, goes off her hands and out of bounds. A nice ball through. Just couldn't quite get it there.
Yep, just a little too hot on that pass. Just kind of bounces right off there. Can't get the handle. I mean, if she gets the handle there, she's got a wide open shot, though.
Herbolsheimer brings it up for the Taos area Braves, trailing 7-2. Screen from Edwards and Push. Works around the screen from Push and out of bounds off of Wipke as she's had it dribbled off her foot.
Yeah, the ball's been on the ground a lot early on here. We're barely 3 minutes into it.
Push drives baseline, goes up through some contact, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Smith for the Owls. And here comes Oscoda. Michonne goes right wing to Gooch. Gooch drives baseline, step through, layup.
Nice moves.
Awkward angle, but Ava Gooch gets it to go. She's got four, and it's 9-2 Oscoda.
Now these layups have all been very contested, but there's just good body movement, good handling by the Oscoda Owls to navigate through it.
Bounce pass inside to Bush. Bush pump fake up and had that one blocked. It will stay with the Taos area Braves.
Yep, early pressure here. Taos is not really able to solve it, whereas Oscoda is starting to break this pressure that they have, but Taos is still kind of lagging behind.
Ellery Warner and Quinn Seifert check into the game. Seifert gets the basketball, drives inside, throw up, and she will be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Scott was not happy about that one. Coach Luke a little heated there. Not happy about either the foul or the fact that it's happened, one of the two. All right, let's see if Taos can replicate the free throw shooting Oscoda's, but I believe Oscoda's perfect, right?
First free throw a little bit long.
Pastor Kirst.
This game brought to you in part by Metal Lodge of Taos City, Edward Jones of East Taos, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Taos City, and Napa Auto Parts of East Taos on Oscoda and Dog Ray.
Second free throw is going to bounce out, get rebounded by the Oscoda Owls. That will be
Emily Smith
again.
Michonne kick out Gooch, right wing three. That one off back iron, and rebound tipped out by Wipke, but they're going to say she went over the back, and that'll be only the second team foul on the Owls.
Yeah, both teams very, very frugal with the fouls right now. 2-2 each with just over one half of the quarter remaining.
Warner will inbound to Herbolsheimer. 4:02 to play in our first quarter, 9-2 on Oscoda. Herbolsheimer to Warner on the volleyball line. And handoff to Push. Push gets a screen from Herbolsheimer and works to the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass is going to be picked off. Michonne's going to get a steal. She'll drive down the right side. Kick out to Emily Smith. Smith drives inside, and she will be grabbed, and she'll go to the line.
Yeah,
nope, they're going to say foul on the floor.
She had a wide open Wipke if she could set pass off. Wipke had, I mean, she's drawing every one of the defenders when she goes inside like that. I mean, there's a whole bunch of white jerseys. No one's guarding the perimeter there. If she get that pass off, I would be interested to see if Wipke could drain that.
Second foul on Ava Bush. Michonne will inbound from underneath. Box set here for Oscoda. Goes to the corner to Wipke. Luella Wipke behind her back goes up top now to Gooch. Swing across back to the inbounder, Michon in the right corner. Owls now set up, 2-3 zone being played here by the Braves. Inside to Backstrom. Backstrom turns the corner, goes up, and fouled hard. And she'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, it's very physical inside by both teams. Oscoda's kind of breaking a little bit, but that was a hard foul there. She earned that one.
Foul goes on Katie Bush, her first, team fourth, so the Owls will shoot free throws with all the fouls the rest of the way. First free throw here by Backstrom. It rattles home, and the Owls consistent here at the free throw line. Number 11 checks in for Dallas. That's Kenna Seifert. And number 5, Edwards, checks back into the game for Herbelshammer.
So we got both Seiferts on the court at the same time.
Smith checks out for the Owls. And number 23, Elise Richards, checks in. Backstrom goes 2-for-2 at the line there. We've got a timeout for Dallas. It's 11-2 Oscoda on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by North Country Signs and Shirts of East Dallas, Bob Bush Manufacturing of Dallas City and Au Gray, and Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Dallas and Oscoda. 11-2 Owls, and I don't think the Owls have done anything crazy to build this 11-2 lead. Dallas just needs to settle down, get some shots up.
Yeah, I mean, both defenses have been pretty physical. The difference is Oscoda has been able to navigate through it, get some hard points. Tawas really hasn't been able to do that.
Oscoda will now set up a 1-2-2 press. So they're going to try and kind of put the pedal to the metal here, leading 11-2. Inbound to Edwards. Edwards back to Warner, back by their own free throw line to Push, and it's turned over. Still here by the Owls. Push couldn't hang on. Michon drives in. Kick out to Wipke. Wipke to Richards. Richards to the free throw line. Backstrom drives through the contact. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, good ball movement there. Finding the wide open person and just getting the foul, driving the net.
Do you think Kingsley Backstrom would have liked to have played Roscommon last week? Just her physicality, I think she would have had a lot of fun against Roscommon, driving through some bodies.
If they win, they're going to be able to play Roscommon here on Friday. So
Backstrom's free throw is good, and that is one thing that's important. It's great to get to the line. But she is now 4-for-4 at the line, with one more coming.
Yeah, I don't know the exact stats. You might know it off the top of your head, but I don't think either team was over 500 on free throws the entirety of last week.
It'd have been close, right at 50% probably. Dallas with some struggles getting this one inbounded, and it's stolen off the inbound. Michon kept it in.
Yeah.
They get into the press. They force two turnovers.
Yep.
Wipke basketball up top. Again to Backstrom. Backstrom out to Michon in the corner. She'll drive inside. Kick right wing. Gooch for three. Knock it down.
Nothing but nylon there. The pressure for Oscoda right now is smothering.
7 points in the quarter, and another turnover off the press into Gooch. Layup is good. And it's 18-2. And Push can't hang on to the pass. Another turnover.
This is kind of reminding me of last week, what Oscoda was on the other end of this when they played Roscommon. It got a little bit got a little bit out of control, and it just got further out of control by unforced errors.
Game is moving way too fast on the Tawas area Braves right now. They've got to slow this down and get into their sets and work this back out. It's 18-2 here in the first quarter. Richards has it on the right corner, inside to Backstrom. Backstrom up through some contact. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Seifert. Seifert quickly up floor to Ellery Warner. Braves will now work into a set. Left side, Binder. Binder dribbles up top, swings right wing to Herbelshammer. She drives baseline, crossover, layup blocked by Richards. Rebound comes down to Michon. Here come the Owls. 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Michon had it poked away from behind. It'll go out of bounds. And they're going to say out of bounds off of... The initial call was off of Oscoda, but now they do flip it correctly and get it off of the Braves. It'll stay with the Owls.
Yeah, just the speed of the Owls right now is just... It's putting a lot of pressure on the Tawas Braves, and they just can't match it right now. It's...
Allie Gosley checks in for the Owls. Wipke has the basketball, goes inside Backstrom. Backstrom up through some contact, no good. Rebound comes down to Herbolsheimer for Tallis. 18-2, Oscoda, right wing now, Binder. Binder, a pump fake and a drive on the baseline. Pass down low, Seifert. Seifert off the window, and that one's good.
And they needed that. They needed something positive on the offensive end.
That is 22, Quinn Seifert, who knocked that one home. Luella Wipke with the basketball up top here for the Owls, 18-4, 1:15 to play in the first quarter. Gosley with the basketball on the left wing, goes right side and throws it past Ava Gooch. Turnover to the Braves.
Yep, a little bit going towards the Braves side here now. They got 2 points. They got a turnover. They got a minute left in this quarter. You want to probably get a couple more points. You know, try to just chunk it back up to a little bit less.
Warner right side to Binder. Binder up top. Herbolsheimer thought about the three. Instead, will drive. Gets cut off. Dribbles it back out. Now will hand it off to Quinn Seifert. Seifert to Warner. Now back out to Seifert in the corner. Seifert will launch a three. That one no good. Got her own rebound. Goes right back up off the window. No good. And then grabbed by Elise Richards. Here comes Oscoda. Left wing, Gosley. Back up top to Luella Wipke. Right wing now, that's Ava Gooch. Looking. Goes inside Backstrom. Backstrom kick to the corner. Luella Wipke open corner three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Binder for the Braves. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Warner will bring it up. Goes left side, Herbolsheimer. Goes behind her back. Drives inside. Kick out Edwards. Edwards to the corner. That's Warner. Warner drives inside on the baseline. Lost it. Going out of bounds. And with 7 seconds remaining, the Owls will try and bring it up the length of the court. Emily Smith and Emma Mishaw check into the game. Luella Wipke and Elise Richards check out.
Wouldn't you want to press here? I mean, 7 seconds. I mean, try to just make it a bad shot.
Make it difficult, yeah. You would think. 4 seconds, kick out. That's Smith. Smith to the corner. Gooch at the buzzer. Too long. At the end of one, it's Oscoda 18, Tallis 4 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Oscoda after a quarter. We had 22 points in that quarter. We only had 4 different people score. For the Owls, Kingsley Backstrom and Ava Gooch each had 9 points. And then Quinn Seifert and Anna Herbolsheimer each had 2 for the Braves. That gets us to 18-4. This game brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Irisa of Tallis City, Lake Effects Air Salon of Tallis City, and Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena.
Thank you again to all of our sponsors for letting us do this.
The Braves, they're going to need to get some offense going. They don't need to try and speed the game up or anything. In fact, they need to kind of slow things down.
Yeah, it's weird to say you want to slow things down when you're down by 14 points, but that's exactly what they need to do. Slow things down, take control, because they lost it.
Warner's going to be fouled up top.
That's a good start, causing a foul.
I'm Brad Allen alongside Brian Catfish Johnson, Marvin Lee back at the radio station, keeping us sounding good. Glad you joined us here on this Wednesday evening for some girls at district basketball. And the Braves, there we go. Now the Katie Bush checked in. No one checked out. Now it's Warner who checks out. Ellery Warner. And a steal on the inbound picked off by Gosley of Oscoda. Gosley bounce pass behind Emily Smith, and it'll go back to the Braves.
Much ado about nothing. Turnover to the turnover.
Our turnovers numbers in the first quarter were, or at least where they stand
10,
now.
10-4.
10-4?
10-4 was the first quarter.
And each team has turned it over twice?
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. I think that's about right, yeah. A little sloppy. Edwards drives inside, pass inside, picked off. Stolen away by Ava Gooch. Here come the Owls. Guarded by Binder. Binder gets a steal. She pokes it away. Thrown up to Edwards. Edwards inside to Seifert. Seifert up at the rim, and Quinn Seifert gets another bucket.
So Seifert seems to be the focal point right now of this offense. They're trying to get it to her to let her do the work on the offensive side.
18-6. So the Braves trying to cut back into this lead a little bit. Pass inside to Emily Smith. Smith drives baseline, kicks to Mishaw in the corner. Up top, Richards. Richards kicks right wing. Ava Gooch, a right wing three. Knock it down. Her second of the game.
She's dominating. It's her third three, right? Her second three.
Second three of the game. She's got 12 points in the game. makes it 21-6. Bush brings it up for the Owls. Herbelsheimer now up top. Looking, drives left side. Drives baseline now, kick back out to Binder. Binder, turnaround, goes up to Katie Bush, who drives in, and we've got a foul. And see if they call it a shooting foul or not.
If it wasn't a foul, it was definitely a travel.
Yeah, it was going to be one or the other. They're going to say that the push caused the travel.
But that was definitely physical. She was trying to force her body, you know, use her strength to force something to happen. And that might be the way that Tawas gets back in this game, is try to be physical, more physical than the Owls, and get to the line.
30-second timeout here by the Owls. We'll keep it right here through it. But you're 100% right. I think that's how they have to do it. It doesn't seem like, I mean, they're not even attempting to shoot threes. It's not like they're going to go out there and attempt to just put up a bunch of shots. So, no, they're going to have to, like I said, slow the game down, get the ball inside, and get offensive rebounds, do a bunch of dirty work, and then just find a way to stop the Owls right now, because we mentioned that in games that they win, they were only giving up 25 points per game. The Braves, where they've already given up 21.
Yeah, exactly, and that's definitely not a recipe for success if you're a Brave. But, you know, there's plenty of basketball left. We have a whole half and 6:26 here in this quarter. We've seen a lot of big comebacks these last 2 weeks, so don't write anyone off. Just calm down, take control of your game.
That's why we play all four quarters. Exactly. Herbelsheimer inbounds to Katie Push. She'll drive inside, up through some contact, no good. Rebound, rip down, and it'll be a jump ball. It will go to the Owls.
I think there's more jump balls today than we had all last week, almost, it seems. I think there's been four.
Kingsley Backstrom checks back into the game for Elise Richards here for Skoda. Also into the game for Skoda for the first time is Emma Watson. Number 11, Michaud, has the basketball up top for Skoda. Just dribbling straight up top, waiting for the action to commence. Goes inside to Smith. Smith had it poked away. Ball on the ground. We're going to have another jump ball. Now this one will go to Tawas.
Much ado about nothing.
Out of our turnovers, I think a decent amount of them are off of jump balls now.
Yeah.
A lot of held possessions.
Four or five, I think, right now, when it comes to jump ball turnovers.
We have 27 points in the game, 21 of them so far scored by the Owls of Skoda. Drive inside, Herbelsheimer. Kick out, Edwards a three. A little long. Rebound comes out to Michaud, and we've got a foul coming on the Braves, which isn't a terrible thing because it does slow down the fast break of the Owls. Yep. Only the first foul of the quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good foul there. Well, first foul on the quarter. Stops the fast break. Lets them get their defense set.
That was still no press. I thought maybe they would bring on some sort of pressure to just try and force the issue a little bit, but we have not seen it. 5:50 to play in our first half. It's 21-6 Skoda.
I think they're more afraid of the fast break happening when the contain breaks, because then they might not have enough to defend it when they're going down the court. So just allowing them to get to half court, set their defense.
A little confusion at the scores table of who this foul is on, and now they get it. It goes on Herbelsheimer, her first, team first.
Yep, no one's got more than two on either team.
Michaud brings it up for the Owls. Goes right side to Smith. Smith drives right through the middle. Layup on the left side and can't get it to go, but she is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Owls, I don't think they've missed a free throw. I think they are perfect at the line. Gooch, 2 for 2, and Backstrom
was five for five, I believe.
Okay.
And, well, Caster Kerr says she missed it.
That's what I'm here for.
You can blame Brad on that, Miss Smith. You braid man. Yeah.
Mr. Franklin, Brad. Am I right? Gives me a look. Sorry. Seifert checks in for Seifert for the Dallas area Braves. Canna for Quinn. And both free throws missed, but an offensive rebound by Backstrom. And now it's going to be on the ground, and it's going to be a jump ball that'll stay with the Owls.
Kind of, I mean, you know, you don't want to miss the free throws, but you keep possession, so.
They did. They keep it, so no harm done. 5:36 to play here in our first half. 21-6, Skoda over Tawas. Machado inbound, right wing Whipke. She'll try a three, little long. Rebound pulled down by Herbolsheimer of the Braves.
It's a good name, Herbolsheimer. I like it.
Anna Herbolsheimer drives to the lane. No one stops the ball. Mid-range jumper, too long. Rebound down to Watson. Quickly up the floor come the Owls. Left swing, that's Luella Whipke driving baseline. Bounce pass into Smith. Off the window and in.
Great, great assist there. Good bounce pass. Gets past both defenders who are looking at her. Gets an easy bucket there on the other side.
First Owl, not named Ava Gooch or Kingsley Backstrom, to score. Left wing, Katie push for the Braves. DeBrook Binder drives inside. Layup off the window, no good. Rebound by Seaford. Off the window, no good. And rebound to Emily Smith of the Owls. And quickly up the floor, no numbers, but she'll drive inside anyway. Michaud kick out to the corner, Watson. To the corner, Whipke for three. Short. And rebound pulled down by Brook Binder. Here come the Braves. Binder inside. Kicked out to Herbolsheimer. Herbolsheimer pass back into Binder. Binder mid-range jumper. Spins around, no good. Seaford, her offensive rebound, no good. Backstrom pulls it down for the Oscoda Owls. She'll quickly run up the floor. See no numbers. Go right wing to Michaud. And the Owls will reset.
The Owls just a little bit quicker, a little more hustle here.
Smith picks up her dribble, flings it across to Whipke. Whipke penetrates, nothing there. Kickback got to Michaud. Swings it around to Emily Smith. Emily Smith drives inside. Hop step. Layup is good.
That beautiful hop step cuts the defense. Two girls there defending on her. He gets that bucket. It's going to cause a timeout here from Tawas.
Timeout for the Braves. It's 25-6 with 3:56 to go in our first half. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Oscoda. They back out of the press in this set. Tallis will be able to just jog it up the court. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Edwards inside, knocked away, but push able to recover it for the Braves. Hand it off to Anna Herbolsheimer. Herbolsheimer to the corner to Seaford. Seaford up top to Katie Push, and the Braves will reset. Inside Seaford. She'll drive in, kick it back out to Edwards. The Braves looking for somewhere to go with it. Shot inside to Push, no good. And then picked off by Herbolsheimer. She lays it up and in. And Backstrom a little slow to get up, but she will run down the court.
You know, it was fortuitous they got that turnover in that bucket, but it looks like half the girls don't want to shoot the ball. They'll get the ball, and they don't even think about shooting it. I'm not thinking that's a great strategy, you know.
Backstrom gets it at the free throw line. Little turnaround jumper is good. So she's all right. 11 points on the night for Backstrom, and it's 27-8. Right side Seaford for the Braves. Up top to Herbolsheimer. Left wing now to Warner. Warner will dribble it back up top and swing it around to Edwards. Edwards into Seaford, out in front of her and picked off by Whipke. Here come the Owls. 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Michaud on the right wing. Back up top, Whipke. Whipke left wing to Emily Smith. Smith right side to Michaud. Pump fake a three. Drive inside. Kick out Watson. Watson back up top, Whipke. Whipke thought about the three and instead gets a play call from Coach Scott Lewick. Pass inside. Ooh. And Herbolsheimer swats it out of bounds.
Okay.
And we're going to get some subs here. Yeah, Backstrom got pretty well shoved to the ground right there.
I thought we were playing football for a second there.
Yeah. She's getting beat up, no doubt, out there.
It's physical. I mean, we kind of called it, said it was probably going to be physical, and that is absolutely what it has been.
Michaud inbound from underneath. Go to the corner to Whipke right in front of her. Whipke will just dribble it right back up top and reset. Goes left side to Gosley, who just checked in. Gosley looking inside, but Backstrom double teams. Gosley picks up her dribble, now loses it. Ball on the ground and recovered by the Braves. They're going to get a steal. And then a reach-in foul here coming on Luella Whipke. Whipke didn't like the call. Says her piece to the official before walking away.
The refs did too, if you didn't understand. You didn't hear that. The audience did too. I apologize.
Whipke will check out. It's her second foul. Avery Lopez will check in for her. It's 27-8, Oscoda. Warner will inbound for the Braves. Bounce pass into Herbelsheimer. Anna Herbelsheimer will have it out at the volleyball line. Crossover, driving to the lane. And there's going to be a double dribble or travel, either one. Whatever one you want to call, both are correct.
That's going to be the 17th turnover compared to 10 for Oscoda.
Both teams have too many,
yeah,
but 17 is way too many. Mashad has it up top for the Owls, leading 27-8, 90 seconds to go in the half. Richards inside to Gooch. Gooch, body control, lays it up and in.
Yeah, good. She was defended well, too. Just good contortion there to get the shot up and in there.
I apologize. That's Gosley who laid that in. I want to make sure I get that right. Allie
different
Gosley
G, different
laid that
G.
in. Up top is Warner. Warner left side, Herbelsheimer. Herbelsheimer kicked to the corner. Ava Bush pushed back outside to Warner. Warner up top, Edwards inside to Herbelsheimer. Floater no good. Rebound saved by the Braves. Ball on the ground, rolling around for physicality. And we've got an injured Kingsley Backstrom, but the Braves do recover the basketball. Thrown up and by Katie Bush, no good. Offensive rebound, Ava Bush. She is fouled, and she will go to the line.
Yeah, Backstrom has went through the ringer this quarter. Absolutely.
Looks like Backstrom grabbing her shoulder here as she got rolled over with on that jump ball. She'll head back to the locker room. Ava Bush at the line shooting two. First one up, and that one falls.
See if they can get double-digit points here.
That's without the whistle.
It's 29-9. And I don't know where you'd call the fouls on some of these. You know, some of these are just a lot of physicality,
yeah.
But the game has not a lot of control in it. Bush misses the second one. Rebounded by Emily Smith, 45 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, to what you just said, I mean, there's a lot of bodies just flying at each other, and especially because how many jump balls we've had. I mean, look at that right there. It's just we're running into each other like it's football, but they're not wearing pads. This is elbow on elbow, shoulder on face, shoulder to shoulder. I mean, this is full contact basketball right now.
Yeah, Michonne's got to check out as she has been bloodied, and now she'll run back to the locker room. There was a foul called on this one. Whipke will check in. But that's what I'm talking about. There's just the officials can kind of set the tone for the physicality. I'm not saying that they haven't called fouls. All I'm saying is that there's probably more that they probably could have done right here to limit this physicality in this game. This game is out of control.
I mean, could you imagine if this official crew would have been in the boys over? Oh my lord, it'd have been ridiculous.
Up top to Elise Richards. Luella Whipke has it right wing for the Owls. It's 29-9, which is the other storyline here, that the Owls lead by 20. Emily Smith has it on the right wing. Kick out to Whipke, and the Owls might hold for a shot. Left side, Gosley. Gosley inside to Elise Richards. Mid-range jumper is good.
Yeah, good.
Richards in the scoring column.
Great ball movement there. Just getting the open shot, knocking it down, taking this commanding lead here.
5 seconds remaining, 3 seconds, ball on the ground. This is where the clock will run out. We had a jump ball at the half. So we've reached halftime. It is Oscoda 31, Taos 9 on WKJC, your power station for sports. The Taos area Braves have made their way out of the halftime locker room. The Owls just now coming out. It's a 31-9 lead for the Oscoda Owls. Let's take you through the first half scoring. The Owls led by Ava Gooch. She had 12. Kingsley Backstrom had 11. Then Emily Smith had 4. Allie Gosley and Elise Richards each had 2. 4. Go ahead, you want to do the Oscoda rebounds?
Absolutely. And rebounds here, we got Backstrom with 3. I'm sorry, Smith had four. Smith had four, Backstrom three, and then we got Mashad, Watson, and Richards all with one. And then I have 10 turnovers, which is a lot for Oscoda. But the Tawas has more in 17.
And for the Tawas area Braves with those 17 turnovers, they're led by Quinn Seifert and Anna Herbelsheimer with 4 points. Ava Bush has one. And key injury, if you want to go through the rebounds for them first.
Sure,
probably.
Yep.
Let's do that.
That same Seifert has four. Then we got two by Binder and Herbelsheimer. One by Bush. Bush.
And one thing we were looking at were injuries.
Yeah.
For the Oscoda Owls. And both Kingsley Backstrom and Emma Mashad have come out. But Kingsley Backstrom was out there warming up, took a couple of shots, and just now grabbed her shoulder and is being walked back to the bench and now back to the locker room. So I don't think she will be continuing in this game. Hopefully she's okay by Friday. Emma Mashad came out after her face probably looked like a bloody nose. She came out. She's got the Kleenex up the nose. She's out there warming up right now. She also had some ice on the back of her neck as well. So it's 31-9, but it has been an extremely physical game, and right now Oscoda's taking the bigger toll of it.
Yeah, absolutely. That last 2.5 minutes of that second quarter got real physical, and that's when both these injuries we kind of just talked about happened. Just bodies hitting bodies. I mean, it's like I said earlier, it's full contact basketball right now, and they're not wearing pads like it's playing football. You know, this is skin to skin, bone to bone. I mean, and you can't really play that way because then you're going to run out of players.
It's out of control. It's a little out of control.
Yeah, and we talked about how the refs can pace it, and there's really not much pace being set when it comes to the physicality. The pace is just do it. Go full out.
Let's start our second half. 31-9. Tawas will start with the basketball.
Someone has a very impressive whistle.
It's loud.
It's very loud.
No doubt.
All right. Girls start to get on the court here. Tawas will inbound.
Herbelsheimer will inbound here for the Braves. Edwards, Binder, Bush, and Bush out there as well for Tawas. It's Mashad, Gooch, Whipke, Richards, and Smith for Oscoda. Katie Bush has it on the right side here for the Tawas area Braves. Up top to Binder. Binder now to Richards. Richards inside to Herbelsheimer. Herbelsheimer drives baseline, goes off the window, and a good start here for the Tawas area Braves.
Yep, great start there by the Braves, but they got to replicate that about 10 times and play good defense while doing that.
Owls bring the basketball up now, working right to left. Gooch has the basketball, and they're running that weave concept out front. You see almost every basketball team in the world run that weave concept out front, just swinging it around. Pass goes left side and then picked off by Herbelsheimer as it was had to be saved from out of bounds. Herbelsheimer, little mid-range jumper, pull up, bounces off the window, off the rim, no good, but offensive rebound. Herbelsheimer high off the glass and a foul coming. She will go to the line to shoot two.
Best case scenario here for the Tawas Braves. They got some buckets, played good defense, and now they're putting the Owls on the foul trouble. Oh, not foul trouble, but in getting fouls, getting to the line. It's a big road to go, but they're starting up it.
Herbelsheimer at the line, shooting two. First one rattles home.
That's a big thing. If they do get to the line, they have to make their shots. Absolutely have to.
Makes it 31-12. Second free throw. Off front iron. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Brooke Binder. It'll go to the Oscoda Owls. 7:05 to play here in our third quarter, 31-12. Oscoda leading. Winner will play Roscommon on Friday. Hand off Luella Whipke up top for the Owls. Whipke held off the scoreboard in that first half. Up top to Ava Gooch. Gooch being guarded by Herbelsheimer. Guarded tightly by Herbelsheimer. Able to get it inside. Swing it back out. Mashad at three. Needs the window. No good. Rebound, though. Offensive rebound for Emily Smith. And then dribbled back up top for Mashad. Goes to Luella Whipke. They run that weave concept again. Whipke works it to the right side. That's Gooch. Gooch in the corner. Stop there. That's Elise Richards now being triple teamed. And it goes out of bounds. She just throws it out of bounds off of a Dallas player.
Smart decision there. She really couldn't do anything. She couldn't pass. She couldn't move. Just bounce it off of a Tawas player there. Get a new set. And Backstrom came back out, and she is wrapped up now.
Yep, shoulder all wrapped up. Pass inside Smith. Smith kicks it back up. Mashad had that one poked away. It'll stay with the Elves.
Good defense here by Tawas, not allowing really anything that Oscoda's not getting anything they want. Tawas being sticky.
Mashad into Whipke. Whipke up and under, lays it up, got it with a foul.
And then that happens. Good job there by Whipke, forcing the contact, getting the easy bucket there through it.
Classic show and go. Show the ball, step through, lay it up, gets hit on the arm, and she'll go to the line for one more. Foul went on number 5, Edwards. Her first, team first. Free throw is up, and that one's good. The Owls continue their hot free throw shooting. Warner will check in for Push for the Braves. And Edwards will bring it up. Edwards gets a screen from Herbolsheimer. Goes to the corner. That one's intercepted. Here come the Owls. Mashad lost it, but able to be recovered by Gooch. Lay it up. Bounces a couple of times off the rim, but she is fouled. She'll go to the line shooting two.
Good job there by Oscoda to turn up the speed again. Tawas has struggled mightily when the pace is high. That's why they have this lead. They have it. The lead they have, and early on right now they've got two fouls early on in this third quarter that have resulted in free throw attempts.
First free throw for Gooch, no good. This game brought to you in part by Forwards Corporation, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, the F41 Laundromat of Oscoda, and Seymour's Home Decor Center of East Dallas. Second free throw off front iron and in for Ava Gooch. She's got 13 on the night to pace the Owls. Makes it 35-12. Edwards will bring it up for the Braves. Driving right side. Pass inside. Stolen away as she tried to pass it in. Here come the Owls. Mashad will bring it up across half court. Stop at the volleyball line and reset the offense. Handoff knocked away by Herbolsheimer, but recovered by Gooch. It goes back to Mashad on the right wing. Back up top to Mashad. Whipke will now get the handoff. She'll dribble it back up top, and the Owls slowing it down a little bit.
Yeah, they're attacking the perimeter a lot more, keeping themselves out of the physical situations, especially from like the last end of that half.
Probably a little out of rhythm.
Yeah.
Mashad with the basketball, looks inside, now picks up her dribble, goes to the corner to Whipke. Whipke will drive baseline. She'll be shoved, and Warner will pick up a foul.
Another just hard foul. Every foul is we're earning these fouls. This isn't ticky-tacky. It's a foul. No doubt.
Binder and Push check back into the game. Ava Bush and Push, excuse me, check into the game with a P. Bush checks
Bush
out with
Bush.
A B. Edwards checks out as well. Up top now, Ava Gooch for the Owls. They lead 35-12. Right wing is Smith, and another foul here coming on Warner's. Whipke is pushed.
Maybe a little frustration here by Tawas. I'm not sure. Just kind of unneeded contact, I guess, is the best way to describe it there. I mean, you know, the Oscoda player is just cutting through the lane, and she's just like, I'm going to push you. And, you know, it's easy. It's obvious. It's not even, like, hidden.
It's the fourth foul on the Braves, so that's the last one to give.
There's just under 5 minutes.
Inbound goes to Whipke. Whipke swings right side to Mashad. Mashad back up top to Ava Gooch. This quarter has slowed to a bit of a halt here. Driving inside Smith. Pass across is tipped out of bounds. No, they're going to say it was just thrown out of bounds by Smith. I thought Push got a hand on it, but it'll go to the Braves.
Yeah, it was almost like I didn't see if it hit the ref or not. He was rushing to get out of the way, but I didn't see quite.
Just like in any other sport, the official's in play.
Absolutely.
So even if it hits him, live ball.
Even if they tackle the receiver.
Live ball.
It's a
ball live.
Ad hoc-ly. Such a good show.
Herbal Scheimer will bring it up here for the Braves. Inside to Katie Push. Push goes right wing binder, pump fake, step through, kick back out to Push. Push drives inside, line drive shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Richards for the Owls. Here comes Wipke, goes right side to Smith. Smith back up top, Wipke. She will drive, get cut off there by Warner. Warner back up top, and now it's swung to the left wing to Gooch.
It seemed like on that offense possession there, they rushed their shot. Like, I mean, they need a lot of points. You don't want to really rush anything like that.
A shot driving inside. Lost stick going through. Katie Push picks up the basketball. Push driving down the lane. Euro step, and she'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to go on number one. That's Luella Wipke.
And Brad, for people who might not know, what is a Euro step by definition?
So a Euro step, obviously you're running.
Right.
It's short for European step.
Correct. This is very, very...
Yeah. You're going to... A lot of people think it's a travel. It's not a travel.
Right. And that's the whole thing. Why am I viewed?
The whole point is you're trying to get the defense to move one way, you go the other. So if I'm right-handed, oftentimes I'm going to Euro step first with it's two long steps. Your first step's going to be with your right, farther off to the right, and then you're going to whip the ball across your head, bring it back to the left, step up with the left, and lay it up.
So it's a hesitation.
Good
play. Okay.
It's a hesitation. And Push went 1-for-2 at the line there while
yes.
we were...
Yes, you did. Sorry, yes.
And now on the other side, we have a jump ball that's going to go keeping with the Owls.
But the reason I ask that is because a lot of people who don't know basketball say, why is that not a travel? And for people who don't necessarily know it, they're like, well, that looks like a travel, but it is.
Does.
It's almost like you're trying to fake them out. You're trying to fake the defense out so it looks that way, and then, of course, it isn't. Especially in Europe.
Europe step, yep. Yes, I know that travels are a big deal in all levels of basketball. People worry about travels, but Euro step is not one of them. We have other things to worry about. Pass inside Smith. She'll drive through. Layup no good, but she is fouled and go to the line to shoot two. You guys did not miss a shot there. That's just how slow this game is moving here.
Yeah.
We're just switching our conversation now.
Absolutely. I mean, like... Oscoda doesn't need to force anything. Oscoda can take as much time as Tawas would let them, which is their right being up 35-13. Tawas is the one that needs to force the issue. The one way to go is try to foul them and get to, you know, have them miss, but Oscoda rather is not missing their free throws often.
No, I think I've got him at three misses here on the night and double-digit makes pretty close,
right,
too.
Which is by far the best we've seen this week, or the last 2 weeks.
37-13, the Owls lead. Up top, Herbal Scheimer for the Braves. Go inside Binder. Binder kick back out. It's new player into the game. That's number three. That's Potts. Potts into Herbal Scheimer. Herbal Scheimer can't get the layup to go. Rebound comes down to Luella Wipke, and the Owls will bring it up. Wipke works right side to Gooch. Gooch into Smith. Smith step through, pass to Richards, but it's out of bounds. And it will go to the Tawas area Braves.
Yeah, good smothering defense there when they got the ball inside. Didn't let her do anything. She tried to get it out of the trap there. Just threw it out of bounds and had, you know, basically out of necessity. Yep, really good play there by the defense of the Braves.
Herbal Scheimer has a right wing, goes to Seaford. Seaford back up top. Herbal Scheimer now straight on Katie Push. Left corner, Binder, a mid-range jumper too long. And rebound controlled by the Owls. Emma Michaud will bring it up. Michaud will stop at the volleyball line, and they'll slow it back down.
And Tawas really hasn't been using Seaford. She was the focal point in the first half, getting inside, using her size. She's not really been doing that at all in the second half here.
You'd think with Backstrom out of the game, into Smith. Smith, a layup too strong. Herbal Scheimer will pull it down. But with Backstrom out of the game, you would think that they would want to attack inside. They haven't done it. Herbal Scheimer into the lane, drives right through and lays it up and in.
Speak of the devil, and they attack inside and get the ball.
9 points for Anna Herbal Scheimer. She's had a nice night. 37-15.
And really, if you're thinking defensively, only allowing 37 points isn't that bad right now.
Turnover here by the Owls. Here comes Katie Push.
Their offense just has not been able to match their defensive effort.
up top to Potts, swinging it around. Herbalshammer now into Seifert at the free throw line. Bounce pass, Herbalshammer. Pass it off to Binder. We've got a foul and a charge called on Herbalshammer when she made the pass.
Nice job there, sacrificing your body for the charge. And looks like Smith is a little sore there.
She's the one who took the charge.
Yep, and she, okay. She wasn't going to sub out. Now she is going to sub out, I think.
Coach going to take a timeout.
Oh, timeout. I apologize.
That's what it is. Lewick wants a timeout. He was just going to wait as long as he could to get the timeout. Just a 30-second. But, you know, we could use one as well. It's 37-15 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Revord Builders of East Dallas, Miles and Sons Insurance in Oscoda, Benconning and Standish, Janice Tire and Auto of East Dallas and Oscoda, and Capital Carpet and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of the Dallases. 37-15, Dallas works into a full court press here. Owls break it. They lead by 22. 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. Ava Gooch has it up top, swings right side to Elise Richards, back into Gooch, but too strong, too high, and it's picked off by the Braves. Ava Bush gets it. Anna Herbalshammer will bring it up for the Dallas area Braves. Get it to Edwards. Edwards left side to Katie Bush. She'll try a three left wing, just a little bit off to the left. Rebound comes down to Mashad for the Owls. Owls bring it up slowly. Work left side to Luella Wipke. 48 seconds to go in the quarter. Low scoring quarter. The Owls have only made one bucket. Then they've made four free throws. Gooch has her right side. Now to Emily Smith, right wing. Bounce pass into Wipke. Wipke up and under, but kick back out to Smith. She'll drive inside, and we've got a foul coming. No, a travel coming on Emily Smith. Then with 25 seconds to go in the quarter, back to the Braves.
And, yeah, as to what you just said about the defense has been really good right now in this quarter for Tawas, but they just don't have any offense. I mean, they're struggling in any aspect of the offensive game of basketball right now. It's just nothing is going for them on the other side of the court.
Herbalshammer has the left wing, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. She'll drive inside and be fouled. Blocking foul will keep it underneath.
Tawas fans cheering because she made the shot, but well after the foul.
Both teams with 6 points in the quarter. Luella Wipke will check out. Marley Watson will check in. Goes to Binder. Binder up top to Edwards. Edwards drives inside, lost it, and it's picked off by Richards. 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Now to Mashad. 3 seconds. Going to have to put up a half quarter. And doesn't see the clock, and no time remaining. And shot goes up late. At the end of three, it's Oscoda 37, Dallas 15 on WKJC, your power station for sports. To 37-15 at the end of three quarters. The Owls lead the Braves. Couple of other scores to pass along from earlier today. Onaway beat Rogers City 33-31. And Shepherd top Standard Sterling 36-34. Unfortunately, not quite as close here in Dallas as the host Braves are trailing by 22 to the Owls 37-15. As we're about ready to start our fourth quarter, let you know this game is brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Dallas City, Kevin Hummerick House at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, and the USG Alabaster Quarry.
Yep, so the last 8 minutes here take a Herculean quarter from Tawas to tie this or go ahead. So we'll see, though, what kind of effort these Tawas Braves, you know, the last game of the season.
Katie Bush.
There you go.
Gets a layup.
Nice little ball movement there. Gets inside. Gets the pass right back to get that easy layup. Penetrates the defense.
Watson down the court for the Owls. Now it's Mashad on the left wing, dribbling way out by the scorer's table now. Drives inside, lost it, and stolen away by Anna Herbalshammer. Here come the Braves. Herbalshammer quickly down the floor. She'll lay it up left hand and couldn't get it to go. It'll go to the Owls. as it goes out of bounds.
You know, and I was going to say, the biggest thing Oscoda has right now is their time. Time is on their side. Time is on their side. So they don't need to rush anything. Taos has to push the pace of this game if they want to get back into it. I mean, they have to force turnovers, they have to make good shots, and they have to make good shots quickly because there's only 7 minutes and a half to make this 20-point deficit go away.
Watson's going to travel, got moving a little too quickly.
I mean, that's if they're going to make unforced errors like that, that's going to help Taos.
Yeah, going to need some outside shots to fall. Katie Bush will bring it up for the Taos.
Does Taos have a three? I don't think they do.
No.
Exactly.
No, they do not.
They've tried it. I want to say a few, couple.
Just a
least.
Few. Yep. I think Edwards and Bush have each tried one. That's pretty much where we're at. Binder has it on the right corner. Goes up top to Herbolsheimer. Had a nice night so far. 9 points for Herbolsheimer. Kick to the corner. Edwards a three. Straight on. No good. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Smith for the Owls. Gets it to Wipke. Wipke will jog it up the floor. Go right side Smith. Smith left side. Now Watson to the corner. Wipke inside to Smith. Back out to Ava Gooch. So the Owls had shot opportunities there and just elected not to take them. And now they turn it over. So a bounce pass to the corner.
We talked about turnovers at the end of the half. It was 17-10. 17 for Taos, 10 for Oscoda. It is now 20-19.
Yeah, focus for the Owls in this quarter, I don't think, or in this half, has been that
high. If Taos could shoot, could make their shots, this game could get real close. But Taos, unfortunately, can't right now. Because Oscoda's playing sloppy. That's the blunt way to put it.
Pass inside, knocked out of bounds by the Owls.
So, you know, that the door is open, but you got to walk through it, I guess, is an interesting analogy to say it. And Taos is refusing. They just cannot make their offense work right now.
And we'll give some credit. We should probably give some credit to the Owl defense.
Oh, yeah,
playing
absolutely,
well,
yes.
And they're going to get a tip around and almost got a steal. They just tipped the ball all the way out to half court. It's recovered by Warner. Warner going to travel with this. She jumped up in the air and had to whistle something there. Could have been a charge. Could have been a blocking foul. And we're going to go with travel. All of them are fine. And turn over to the Owls.
And I hope this isn't the mindset that comes to, you know, assuming Oscoda wins. They can't play like this against Houghton Lake.
Roscommon, right.
Roscommon, I apologize. You know, we've seen what Roscommon boys can do. So I'm just kind of parlaying that into what the girls.
Well, the girls, they played Oscoda last year. Drive inside here by Gooch. She's fouled. They played in a district semifinal last year. That Oscoda didn't make a fourth quarter comeback to win. It's a good Roscommon basketball team. Oscoda and Roscommon entered as co-favorites to win this thing. There's no upset coming on Friday if either one wins.
Right. Just obvious. I mean, obviously, you know, you're up big. Backstrom got hurt, so there's, you know, I can see the avenue where you might not have complete focus, complete effort, but I hope that doesn't leak into in the next game if they make it.
Smith at the line shooting two, and she goes 1-for-2. Edwards gets the rebound. 38-17 Oscoda. Braves bringing it up. Katie pushes the basketball up top. Gets a screen from Edwards. Works left side to Seifert. Had it poked away. And ball rolling around and grabbed by Ava Bush. Now up top to Edwards for the Braves. Swinging it around. Katie Push now has it. Gets a screen. Swings it now to Seifert, who throws it right back to Katie Push. Double screen set. Goes to Seifert in the corner. Tries a three. Good.
And there's the first knockdown for Taos. Brings it to 18.
38-20. Student section something to cheer about over there. Gosley wide open left wing. Avoids the three and instead gets rejected inside. Warner will bring it up for the Braves. Swing it right side. It's knocked out of bounds as she was going for Edwards. Machado will check back into the game. And Gosley will check out.
Just over 5 minutes left in this game. 18-point lead by the Owls. But the Owls really have not been doing anything this quarter.
They have a point in the quarter.
A point. One secular point.
Warner looking inbound. Gets it up top to Bush. Back to Warner.
I mean, and it's quite obvious. Taos does not have a jump shot on the outside. I mean, the
Binder inside to Bush and knocked out of bounds by the Owls. 4:57 to play. It's 38-20.
one more.
Oscoda only has 7 points in this half, and yet still leads by 18. Ava Bush checks out. Herbelsheimer checks in for her. Warner looking to inbound. Goes to Herbelsheimer right underneath the bucket. And passed it back out and is picked off by Smith. Now we get a jump ball. That will go to the Owls. Full court man-to-man here for the Talas area Braves. Inbound goes to Wipke, who's just going to run right past it. Gets across half court. And will dribble the basketball up by the free throw line. 4:45 to play. Goes left side to Michaud.
Yep, no rush here. There's no need to be hesitant. Or there's no need to hustle. There's no need to force anything.
They're just looking to get to Friday healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Michaud has the basketball up top. Gets it to Gooch on the right side. Action happening underneath. Couple of screens. Now works left side to Michaud. Inside to Wipke. Wipke tried to get it out to the corner, had it tipped away, and then recovered by Ava Gooch. Gooch tries to kick it out. It's picked off by Herbelsheimer. Herbelsheimer drives down the lane, lays it up, can't get it to go. Rebound down to Luella Wipke. Here come the Owls.
Great, great hustle there by both teams, both by Herbelsheimer to get down there and for the Owls to get that rebound and bring it back up the court.
Michaud has the basketball by the volleyball line. 38-20, our score. Hand off to Ava Gooch on the right side. Gooch will walk it across. Hand off to Wipke. Wipke kick to Michaud right wing. She'll dribble it back up top. She turned down a three.
Yeah, they're purposely not shooting this ball. They're trying to just milk the clock down.
Just up top, Wipke. Wipke drives in and a foul will come in here. Be only the second. Foul goes on number five. That is Edwards. Her third, team second. A couple of subs in here for Talas. Potts and Wells check into the game. Hannah Potts, Jasmine Wells. Katie Push checks out. And Edwards checks out. Pass to Wipke. Wipke drives inside. She'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. That'll be Warner's fifth foul. Ellery Warner will check out for the final time this season. Just a junior. She'll be back next season. Wipke at the line shooting two. .327 to play in our contest. 18-point lead for the Owls. Wipke's first free throw is good. Quiet night for Luella Wipke. Only 4 points so far.
Yeah, I mean, really, defensively, both squads have been very good. Obviously, Oscoda has been a little bit better on the offensive side of things, but Tawas' defense hasn't been bad, really.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound came all the way out to the three-point line to Smith, who drove inside and too strong on the shot. Rebound came out to Binder, and here come the Braves. Binder has it left wing, kick to the corner, Seifert to three, good! That ball was a knuckleball and no spin on it, yet she gets it to go. 10 points on the night for Quinn Seifert.
Tim Wakefield would be proud of that one.
Makes it 39-23. Michaud works it up top to Wipke. Wipke a handoff to Gooch. Just under 3 minutes to play. Running that weave action out front. Drive inside, Wipke. Kick to the corner, Richards, and got between two players. And another turnover by the Oscoda Owls.
Oscoda has tied 23-23.
23 turnovers each. Timeout. Talas will take one with them. It's 39-23 Oscoda on WKJC, your power station for sports. The Owls lead 39-23 here in the fourth quarter, coming down to our last couple of minutes. The Owls have made one field goal in this half.
Wow, one. I didn't realize it was that bad.
One field goal in the half. Other than that, all free throws. That's gotten them. They're 8 points in this half. That is it.
Yeah, like I just said before the break, I mean, the defenses have been good on both sides. It's just one's offense has been a little about double better almost. And, you know, if Oscoda ends up, you know, which looks like Oscoda will be at the district finals here on Friday against Roscommon. You know, but they paid for it. I mean, they've been taking, both teams have been taking shots. Oscoda's got Backstrom, you know, resting, basically, we'll call it that. Hopefully it's just resting for Friday and not anything worse. But this has been a physical, hard-fought basketball game, almost like football.
It's felt like an extra football game. The Braves have the basketball trailing by 16. 2.5 minutes to play. Pass inside to Potts. Potts swings it out to Binder. Binder back up top to Potts, who will now hand it off to Katie Push. Katie Push drives inside. Layup through some contact. No good, but she'll go to the line to shoot two.
That'll be Oscoda's first foul. So there's 2 minutes, 15 seconds left. They still got three to give, rather.
Foul goes on Mashad, her second, team first. Katie Push at the line. She has 3 points on the night. Make it four.
Student section is still cheering. All the good things that happen over for Tawas.
As they should for
Absolutely. Senior
Katie Push. Second free throw good as well. And slowly the Braves cut into it. It's 39-25. Cut it to 14. Luella Wipke basketball up top. 2:15 to play. Now it's Ava Gooch. They're just way out by the logo.
Yeah. And you know, we did say the second game here between these two did go to overtime. And now I don't think that's going to happen here. But, you know, we know they can play against each other evenly. You know, it didn't start that way for Tawas, but this second half has kind of been dominated by Tawas, in a way.
Mashad, and they're swinging it out up top, and the Owls just burning the clock. Eyes on Friday. Swinging it around.
And the rest of the seniors.
Ball knocked away by Push, but able to recover it. Now Potts is going to get a steal, but she stepped on the end line on her way through.
The good old turnover of a turnover.
Braves will make some subs. Three different players will check in as Potts, Binder, and Seifert will check out. Timeout for the Owls. We'll keep it right here. 60-second timeout. So now it comes that time. I know that the game has gotten closer. It's still a 14-point game with a minute and a half left. I don't see Tawas probably clawing their way back in. So now you look at 10, Katie Push, 11, Kenna Seifert, 23, Ava Bush, 24, Anna Herbelsheimer. And those are the four seniors for the Tawas area Braves. Do they take them off the floor? Do they let them, sometimes the decision is to leave them all on the floor at the end, let them all play together type thing. We'll see what the Braves decide to do. But it's going to be time to start thinking about how you want to handle the end of this game and the end of their basketball careers. And it's even better when you're hosting a district.
Yeah.
You obviously don't want to lose on your home court in a district. But if you're going to, it's nice to have it be a district where you know it will truly be their final game.
Yeah, to have your final game at home in front of your fans and your family here. You know, it's going to mean something to these girls once the sadness goes away. It'll become a bittersweet memory, something they'll always remember. You did it, you know, when you were on the court in baseball too. I'm assuming you played baseball.
Yeah.
So you know, you know how that feels, and you know it's going to be good for them.
All four seniors are on the floor for the Braves.
Yeah, remember, guys, only one team in every district gets to ultimately win.
Only one team in every division. Yeah,
their
never
division,
loses.
Yeah. I mean, you can say, district finals, conference finals, and stuff like that, but only one team ultimately goes home a victor.
Owls just running that same weave action out front. Gooch has the basketball. Hand off to Wipke. They don't look like they're that interested in shooting a shot here. They've had it for about a minute and a half. Just swinging the basketball up top. Now they get it to Richards. Richards back up top to Wipke. And back right side to Ava Gooch. Under a minute to play now. The Oscoda faithful around us get on their feet and applaud a job well done and a playoff victory. And now we're going to have a foul called here on Richards. Ron Edwards, excuse me. And the first sub, Jasmine Wells, will go to the and get Autumn Edwards. Thought maybe we're going to start pulling the seniors. Nope, they might be going with the leave all four seniors on the floor style here. 45 seconds left.
There's a cover charge.
Now Luella Wipke has the basketball, swinging it around Michaud. 40 seconds remaining. It's 39-25. Low-scoring battle all game long. Especially this second half, where the Owls look like they're going to make it through, making literally only one shot and a half, and then some free throws.
Yeah, we talked about how the threshold was 40, and we haven't even hit 40. And
I don't think.
Yeah, they're not going to. I don't believe they'll shoot this last shot.
Nope.
They're going to just. Oh, well,
Bush is going to get a steal. Ava Bush got a steal. She'll lay it up and in. And that is how this game is going to come to a close. And as Michaud will bring it across. And the Ascot Owls top the Taos area Braves 39-27. They will play in the district final versus Roscommon on Friday.